Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. We're catching up with Coley here on a Sunday as we got a bunch of innings to still take care of today for this series finale with Northwest Arkansas. Coley, still a chance to win a home series for the first time this year today with two victories. Your thoughts on the week so far?
We're ready, man. We cannot wait to cross those lines and see my boys perform. And I know they're trying to do their best. And I hope we win, at least at home, because we've been playing incredible baseball when we play on the road. So, you know, it's time to, you know, represent and get a W here at home.
So there's been some good mound performances this week. I want to go back to Ashton Izzy earlier in the week. Got off to a real rough start, but then pitched into the sixth inning and really gave the team a great effort. Your thoughts on his outing?
You know, this is what it's all about, man. Like, you can see the guy, like, he was close to come out of the game in the second inning because he was running out of pitchers at a pitch. And so, you know, my thought process behind it was trying to get somebody ready. Then he started making adjustment and find himself, you know, in good rhythm, working ahead and count, executing pitches the right way, and he finished strong, man. Like, he gave us a solid six innings.
This has been Tureen's best week of the season so far, and it's easy to forget how young he is and how young he is for this level. I mean, he's coming up on his 21st birthday here at the end of this month. What has flipped for him this week?
Confidence level, man. He's feeling better. I know he was hurt in spring training. You know, he missed a lot of games, and I think his bat is coming a long way. His body feels better, and he's swinging better pitches. He's getting in good count, hitters count, and he's not missing it. So you can see he's barreled the ball all over the field, so I'm happy to see that.
The bullpen, obviously, we've talked a lot about how they've gotten so much better as the season's gone on, but Jonathan Bernal has been such a huge, like, flying under the radar piece. You can use him in any situation you want to, but he threw three perfect innings the other night. Just another great night for him.
I don't know, man. He's coming a long way. I think, you know, with Scavi and Hergis, who's helping us right now here, he's this song adjustment, his mechanic. Now it feels like he's throwing effortless, and the fastball has more carry. You know, he's threw 96, 97 consistently, and he gave us an incredible job with three innings, three up, three down, and just doesn't make it look so easy. So I'm happy for him. I hope he continues to do his job and keep working hard. And, man, this kid is being incredible for us this year.
Kevin Logan set the franchise record for caught stealings in a single game earlier this week. I know that Jaime and the catchers and everybody are so working on holding runners and controlling the running game, so that's got to make them super proud to have a night like that.
You know, I give the credit to Jaime. Jaime worked so hard with these guys, and, you know, sooner or later when the work is consistent, it will translate when the opportunity comes. And the other part was talking with Gabby and Hergis, our pitching coach right now, was like, we need to do a better job controlling the running game. I think pitchers are 1-3, 125 to the plate, giving the catcher a great opportunity to throw the guys out second base. And you can see now, like, it's been different.
Manny Pena left. We're going to see him out there today. You laugh when I say that, but he's such a versatile player, and he's just out there doing his thing, right?
It's a kid, like, he loved the game, want to play, and when you're putting the numbers he's putting right now, like, for me, he's the MVP in the league this year so far. He's going to play everywhere. So, you know, just the good thing about Manny is like, we know he was playing left field in Winter League and in Dominican. So, you know, for him to adjust right away and to challenge him, me personal, like, I was talking with my boss, and I told him, like, why are we not playing Manny Pena as a left field? Let's try. Like, you know, it's a great opportunity for him. And so far, he's looking good. Yesterday, he played incredible ball against the wall. Like, he looked like a left fielder and kind of, like, got us, like, surprised. Like, who's this guy? You know what I mean? Like, but it's fun, man. It's fun when you challenge the player, they respond. You know, they don't care. They just want to dare and compete and do their best. And this is what we expect.
Coley, thanks for the time. We'll see you in Midland.
Thank you.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.